As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
All right, I am feeling like doing something spontaneous this morning. It's not on the schedule, Kristen, sorry.
It has
a high failure factor.
I'm
feeling gutsy this morning.
And you were gutsy just saying that with your veneers.
I know. Especially this one could fly out any time right now. All right, so I was thinking. First of all, let me just make the offer because it might take us a couple of seconds to get somebody on the phone. And maybe it's even too early to do this. This is going to fail. If you had gone on spring break in your past and you lied to your parents on where you were going and they never found out, I am willing to offer you $250 this morning if we can call your parents with you on the phone and tell them 15 years ago, you did not go to blank. You actually went to blank.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Oh, this is great.
I don't know if we've got enough people listening this early or $250 is enough money. But if you want to bite, 1-855-BIRCHO. Call now. So here's if you weren't listening an hour ago, we had an email that talked about this very thing, right?
Yeah, we had somebody whose sister wants their sister to lie for them. She wants to go to Miami, but she hasn't told the parents. She thinks she's going to, or they think she's going to Charleston to hang out with her older sister. So there's a lot of lying going on here.
So she's really going to Miami, mm-hmm. where it's going to be wild and crazy. She wants the sister to lie to her. Some of you guys have gone your entire lives and your parents still think you were at blank when you really went to like Mexico.
I actually think this is genius.
It might be, but nobody's calling.
Well.
Nobody's in a rush to tell your parents.
Regardless if nobody calls, I still think, there's one.
Okay.
All
takes
you need,
one.
It
all
just
need
takes
is one.
Yep.
All you need is one.
But that's a Beatles song, right?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, well, Kristen is looking at you so offended right
all
now.
All you need is love.
Cassie's got me.
Okay. All you need is one. One's all you need.
Kristen looks so disgusted. Did you see how disgusted she was? So,
did you
Abby,
not know the song?
My girl over there.
I got you, but one thing you got to know about Kristen, she loves the Beatles.
Don't play with
and
the Beatles.
She loathes covers of the Beatles.
I was trying to be like, was there a song called All You Need Is One?
Gotcha.
And I'm like, no, there wasn't. And then I'm like, what song is she trying to impersonate?
And there was no smile on her face.
You did not hide your disgust well.
All right, we're still sifting through the calls. I can see one call whose mom isn't up yet, but I mean, for $250, would she want us to wake her up?
I mean, if your child calls you this early in the morning, you're going to answer, right? Because you're going to think something's going, like something's wrong.
Look at three, Bert.
Yeah, I see that. That might be the one that we can go with here. All right.
Yes.
Hey, Taylor, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, how are you today? You willing to earn $250 and ruin your relationship with your parents?
I just might.
Okay, what do you got?
So we told my mother that I was going camping with the neighbor next door, and we also told her mom that we just got our driver's license. We decided to go over to Ohio to sneak into an Afro Man concert.
Oh.
Because that was what we apparently needed to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
And then she still doesn't know about it to this day. It still was probably the best concert I went to.
Well, yeah, because there was that element of danger and of sneaking into it and trying to get away with it. So you were able to cross state lines and go to an Afro Man concert, and your parents are none the wiser.
Nope. At age 17, I mind you, when we were fearless, right. Now yes. I have like crippling anxiety.
That was a lit concert, too.
$250 might be enough to cover that therapy bill. So.
Yeah, right. how long ago did you say this was, Taylor?
This was probably in like 2011.
All right, so there must be it's just long enough where maybe now your parents will laugh at it.
Yes.
All right, if I put you on hold right now, Tommy's going to are you going to talk to your mom or are you going to talk to your dad?
My mom.
Your mom. He's going to get your mom's number, okay? We are going to call her. You will be on the line. We'll tell her that she's coming on the radio. She won't know why. And then if you confess that to her, I will stroke you a check today or Venmo you $250, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody be stroking anymore.
What?
Yeah, nobody strokes a check.
Nobody be stroking anymore.
People stroke checks?
Not often.
I just saw a story today. Hold on a second.
Was it AARP's Instagram story?
There was a video. Hey, Tommy, we can do that this break. So if you get mom's phone number, let's do it right here.
He's working on it.
Oh, no, she hung up.
We have caller ID.
Okay. No, there was a story going around this weekend that somebody found a random checkbook in their car and they went on TikTok looking for the owner of it. Did you see this?
I did. So a woman found it in her husband's car, but he had found it like out in the wild and she thought he was cheating because it was some other woman's checkbook. So she tracked down the woman and left a voicemail and was like, I need to know how your checkbook got into my husband's car because he's telling me he found it in the wild and basically I don't believe him. Mm-hmm. And she had to come on and be like, no, thank you for finding my checkbook. I lost it in the post office or wherever it was. Your husband and I have never met. So no good deed goes unpunished. Right. He was trying to return this checkbook and then it ended up his wife thought he was cheating on her.
And I was reluctant to actually bring that story up this morning because I thought you guys would go, nobody writes checks anymore.
I was going to sound like I was a total dinosaur. Yeah.
But it turns out they do. All right, so I think Tommy is on with her.
No, we lost Taylor. I got her number, but it's going into voicemail.
Maybe she checked
it out. Oh, she panicked. She doesn't want to come clean about Afro Man. Maybe her phone died.
I got one more we might be able to use here. Good morning, Bircha.
Hey, Kimiko.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing well.
Okay, you got a story to tell? Like you went on spring break, parents still don't know where you went?
Yes. So I went to Palm Springs. Told my parents that I was sleeping at a friend's house.
So how long were you supposed to be spending the night at a friend's house?
The weekend.
So, but instead of spending the weekend at your friend's house, you all skirted off to Palm Springs.
Yes.
And they have no idea to this day?
No.
How lit did you get in Palm Springs?
Very lit.
How long ago was this?
I know, so that's the thing. My mom's not up right now, so I don't know. Like, we could try to wake her up, but I don't know if it'll work. So this was probably, like, 20 years ago.
Okay. Now, are we talking in Palm Springs, Florida, or Palm Springs, California?
California.
Palm Springs, California. I grew up in Sherman Oaks, California.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of West Palm.
But there's also Palm Beach. Palm Beach, yeah. Okay.
All right, Kimiko, let's do this.
It's like Palm Springs.
Let me put you on hold real quick. Tommy's going to get her number, okay? She will be getting a call at 4 in the morning from her daughter, so she's going to be a mess. But let's see if we can get in touch with her, and if we can, I'll give you $250, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on one sec. All right, let's BS for 30 seconds while we try to get that phone number.
Okay, yeah, so I just threw that party for Jimmy, and like, I had all these vendors there. Not one took a check.
Yeah, I can't even think it. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen a check in a while.
It's been a long time.
I recently wrote a check.
Yeah? You got to write a check to get an apartment. Do you?
You do?
I know. I had to mail. So they needed my check. I was still in Florida, and I needed to mail my check so it got there like the next day. I spent more mailing my check to get my apartment than the actual check cost. It was so annoying.
Seriously?
Wow.
All right, I got the number.
Okay.
And according to the number, I think she might be. Is she on the East Coast, Kimiko?
Yeah, she's here in Georgia.
Okay. Oh, right. I thought you were saying that she was in Palm Springs. Okay.
No, right. She just, yes.
No. Well, like, she followed me here.
Okay. Tommy, let's handle it. Hold on a sec before you put her on there.
Right.
You keep your mic on. You call her and tell her she's about to be on the radio. That's the only way we can do that, because if we tell her while she's on the radio, we're already busted.
Okay. All right, hang on.
All right, so now we need to BS a little bit more.
Just for a couple of seconds here.
Okay.
Oh, that's kind of the law right there, that you're not allowed to put somebody on the radio that doesn't know that they're on the radio, yes. Even if you're putting them on the radio to tell them that they're not on the radio.
Yes.
Yes.
So you remember the story that went viral of
hang
the
on.
Guy?
Kamiko, what's your mom's name?
Darlene.
All right, hang on.
You remember the story that went viral of the guy who had to pay alimony to his ex-wife, so he got checks printed with his new wife on it? Photos of the two of them, so every time he had to stroke her a check, she received a check with him and his new wife on it.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Yeah, it was because you could put anything, like, normally people do, like, collegiate logos or something like that for their alma mater, but no, he actually had a photo of him and his new woman on the checks, different photos.
Darlene, what the F are you doing this morning?
No, you're
I'm just kidding. It's a voicemail.
I like the voicemail.
Yeah,
I told you guys I had a high failure factor.
Oh, man.
It was such a good idea.
It was a good idea. We could try it later on in the show.
Okay.
I was thinking it was too early for it to work. What's that?
Kristen's face when I said that.
I did. I was like, how dare you talk to her mother like that?
The Burt Show.